Audio Service, National Radio Club.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 2004. This is issue number 232, and I'm your host, Fred Bobey, the publisher of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. My address is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is 419-228-6223. Live in the United States or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of the subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent by a first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make a check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org/member, all small letters, and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Well, let's zip down to Dallas, Texas for a look at the AM Switch.
Here's AM Switch for the DX Audio Service for July 2004. First, a couple of corrections from last month. On 950 WPET, Greensboro, North Carolina, CP for 540 watts during the day, 41 watts at night, non-directional is now on the air. I believe we had that in the wrong state last month, as we did 960 WPRT, Prestonburg, Kentucky. Their CP to reduce the day power and add night service is now on. They are 3,800 watts during the day, 13 watts at night, non-directional at a new tower site. Call letter changes this month, 720 KTSM, Universal City, Texas. Their new call is KSAH. Yes, we changed it last month, but they changed it again on us, so here we go. 1360 WKVN in Quebradillas, Puerto Rico. Their new call is WCHQ. However, the FCC shows this station as deleted, so we'll keep an eye on up for that one. 1380 KPTK, Lawton, Oklahoma. Their new call is KXCA. 1390 KZZR in Rogers, Arkansas is changed to KFFK. And 1450 WSMQ in Bessemer, Alabama has changed their call sign to WZGX. The following stations have changed facilities since we met last. On 570 WDNZ, Raleigh, North Carolina, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 52 watts at night, non-directional is now on the air. 620 KMJC, Mount Shasta, California, their CP for 1,000 watts during the day, 29 watts at night, non-directional is on the air. WRJR 670 in Claremont, Virginia has been granted a CP to add nighttime service. They're now 20,000 watts during the day, 3 watts at night using two different patterns. In that same area on 670, WR2XJR in Portsmouth, Virginia has been granted a construction permit for 700 watts at night only, and they're authorized to operate as an experimental synchronous station licensed to the same folks that own WRJR. The new synchronous station at night will be using 4 inline towers at the same coordinates of WPMH 1010, so we assume that WR2XJR is diplexed into WPMH's array. On 730 WSCC, Charleston, South Carolina, their CP for 5,200 watts during the day, 103 watts at night, non-directional daytime, directional at night, is now on the air. 1160 WMET, Gaithersburg, Maryland, reports indicate this station has made the move from 1150. Facilities are 50,000 watts during the day, 1,500 watts at night, using two different patterns. And finally, 1300 WIMO, Winder, Georgia. Their CP for 650 watts during the day, 50 watts at night, all non-directional, is now on the air. Grants to existing facilities, 980 KSVC in Richfield, Utah. A CP has been granted to increase daytime power from a new 399-foot tower at a second location and retain nighttime service at the present facility. When built, the station will be 11,000 watts during the day non-directional and 1,000 watts at night using a directional pattern. 1090 WBZB, Selma, North Carolina, a CP has been granted to raise the daytime power and add critical hours operation. They'll become 9,000 watts during the day, 1,700 watts during critical hours, all non-directional. 1200 WKOX in Framingham, Massachusetts, a CP was granted for a City of License change to Newton to build 3 new towers and increase day and night power levels to become 50,000 watts day, 50,000 watts at night using two different patterns. The new transmitter site appears to be about 13 miles due east from the current site. 1490 WWPR in Bradenton, Florida has been granted a CP to reduce day and night power levels from a new transmitter site. When built, there will be 500 watts non-directional. 1570 KBJT in Fortis, Arkansas has been granted a CP to move to 1590 with 4,700 watts during the day, 35 watts at night, all non-directional. Station also has a later application pending asking to move to 1010, so stay tuned on that. 1580 WKUN Monroe, Georgia has been granted a CP to move to 1490 with 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. Grants to pending facilities on 820 KUTR in Taylorsville, Utah. The news station not yet on the air there has a CP for 50,000 watts day, non-directional, 2,500 watts at night, and 10,000 watts during critical hours operation using patterns for night and critical hours operations. This amendment now asks for the critical operations power to be upgraded to 50,000 watts. 840 KPMP in Modesto, California. This new station, meant as a replacement for KTRB 860, which is moving to San Francisco, has been granted an amendment to their construction permit to 4,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, using two patterns. And KJMP 870 in Pierce, Colorado. That new station, not yet on the air, has a construction permit for 5,000 watts during the day, 246 watts at night, with two patterns. This amendment decreases the day power and raises the night power level at a different transmitter site. When built, the station will be 1,200 watts during the day, 320 watts during the nighttime hours. Applications for new stations on 1060. Sparks, Nevada wants a new station there. The application is for 24,000 watts during the day non-directional, 750 watts at night directional, and 24,000 watts critical hours non-directional. Some amendments to construction permits have been submitted. 540 WDAK Columbus, Georgia is licensed for 5,000 watts days, 500 watts at night directional at night only. They have a CP to reduce the night power to 410 watts. This new amendment asks to reduce the day and night power to become 4,000 watts during the day, 38 watts at night, all non-directional from a new single tower site. WLSI 900 in Pikeville, Kentucky. This station is licensed for 5 kilowatts during the day, 159 watts at night, non-directional. They have a CP to decrease both day and night power levels to become 3,000 watts during the day, 125 watts non-directional from a new 146-foot tower. The amendment seeks to increase the daytime power to 3,500 watts at that new location. WJUN 1220 in Mexico, Pennsylvania is licensed for 1,000 watts days, 39 watts at night, non-directional. They have a CP to increase the nighttime power by a whole watt. This amendment now asks to raise the nighttime power to 46 watts. And my observation is they must have purchased a second hamster for that nighttime rig. 1400 KIGO St. Anthony, Idaho has a CP to move to 1420 kilohertz with 50,000 watts during the day, 16 watts at night, non-directional. This amendment asked for 50,000 watts day, 12 watts at night from a new tower, which is 325 feet tall at a different location. 1530 WVFC McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania has a CP to move to 1180 kHz with 2300 daytime only watts directional from a new three-tower site, along with a city of license change to King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. This amendment seeks to change the specs to 510 watts non-directional daytime only, along with that city of license change to King of Prussia from a new antenna site. 1560 KILE Bel Air, Texas. This station is licensed for 1,000 watts daytime only, non-directional. They have a CP to raise their power to become 50,000 watts directional daytime only from a new six-tower site. This amendment asks to add nighttime service from another site altogether with nine towers, so if granted, they will become 50,000 watts days, 25,000 watts at night using two different patterns from those two sites, altogether 15 towers. Applications for reconsideration on 930 KIUP Durango, Colorado. Station is licensed for 5,000 watts during the day, 100 watts at night, non-directional. They applied for to increase nighttime power to become 5,000 watts a day and night non-directional, which was dismissed by the FCC. Now they've submitted an amendment which lowers the requested nighttime power. The application states that multiple tests were conducted to confirm that the high mountains surrounding the transmitter site attenuate and prevent radiation of any significant signal at skywave angles, which would cause interference to co-channel stations which participated in the tests. Those stations, by the way, were KSDN, KOGA, WTAD, WKY, KHJ, KSEI, and KLCY. If granted, KIUP would be 5,000 watts during the day, 3,400 watts at night, all non-directional. And WADK 1540 in Newport, Rhode Island is licensed for a 1,000 watts non-directional daytime only. The station wanted to add night service by adding two towers to their single stick to become 1,000 watts day, 20,000 watts during the night directional night only, which was initially dismissed by the FCC. Now they have scaled back the night power level and are asking for a kilowatt during the day, 5,000 watts at night with two different patterns. And this corrects incorrect information about this action from last month. Some Canadian news, and we'll title this one, and then there were one. Fredericton, New Brunswick is left with one AM station as CBZ 790 has left the AM band for FM. They pulled the plug on their AM signal on June 22nd as their shift to 99.5 FM was complete. Brent Taylor of Doaketown, Fredericton, New Brunswick on the DXAS AM list provided this news. News from here and there, the FCC has fined WCFI 1290 Ocala, Florida, the sum of $10,000 for what they term willful and repeated violations of Section 17.51A of the Commission's rules regarding failure to, once again quoting them, to exhibit red obstruction lighting on structure 1217391, which is one of their towers, from sunset to sunrise. The owners of KASO 1240 in Minden, Louisiana have been fined $13,000 for having an unsecured fence at the antenna site, plus their public files were cited as being not up to date and or not available. WBLB 1340, Pulaski, Virginia has been fined $8,000 for what the FCC terms repeated failures to have its emergency alert system available during times the station is in operation. And they go on to say that WBLB has not responded to numerous attempts to contact them. Something is amiss here as the FCC lists WBLB as canceled, call sign deleted. No wonder they didn't respond. Jerry Starr writes, on Sunday, which was June 6th, I had the opportunity to talk to the new operator of WGRP 940 Greenville, Pennsylvania. It turns out that he obtained the license but not the property, so the two-tower transmitter studio site, while still standing, is still dormant. Since it returned to the air, WGRP has been running about 80 watts into the skirt of a cell tower across the street from the former site. They have a special temporary authority for 100 watts, but he said about 80 is all we can get out of it. This would account for the weaker-than-expected signal from the station compared to their former kilowatt power. Returning to the air since we last met, WCKL 560, Catskill, New York, and WSEL 1440, Potomac, Mississippi, with a black gospel format. The list of silent stations now includes WATJ 1560 in Chardon, Ohio, and KAMI 1580 in Cozad, Nebraska. WFRO 900 Fremont, Ohio, has also gone silent as its license was surrendered to the FCC to allow WFDF 910 Flint, Michigan to move its transmitter site into the Detroit area. This is not an unprecedented move, as over the past 20 years several stations have gone off in favor of others, expanding their coverage areas. WBIS 1190, Annapolis, Maryland, licensed for 10,000 watts during the daytime only hours and directional, has had a slew of applications and CPs on the book since 1995. On June 1st, they asked to have two of the applications removed from their file, so they are left with the following in chronological order. An application to change city of license to Highland Beach, Maryland, and add nighttime service, becoming 10,000 watts during the day, 1,000 watts at night, using two patterns. Then there's an application to change city of license to Garrison, Maryland, raise the daytime power and add nighttime service to become 50,000 watts during the day, 330 watts at night using two patterns. And finally, a CP to raise the daytime power to be 50,000 watts daytime only with a directional pattern back at Annapolis. As they say on the late news, more as it happens. One last item of interest, KHCM 940 Wapahu, Hawaii has applied to move to 960 kilohertz with 10,000 watts day and night non-directional, plus move to the tower already used by KHNR 650 and proposed to be shared with KAIM now 870, but they've applied to move to 880 and a new station on 1600, but the FCC turned them down, so they remain on 940 with 10 kilowatts day and night non-directional. That's it from here. Time to turn the loop antenna toward Florida's West Coast for our monthly session with John Bowker and the Travelogue.
Well, thanks once again, Bill Hale, and hello, everybody. Today, we're going to be visiting the 870 dial position. And just to let you know who has contributed to today's program, in case I skip it as we go along, which I hate to do, let me just tell you some of the listeners to this program who have sent in tapes or MP3 files or whatever. Mark Stricker, Scott Feibusch, Mark Durenberger, Dale Hamm, Mike Smith, Skip Dabelstein, Pete Taylor, son John S. Bowker, John Bristol from many, many years ago, and Linda and I starting in 1953. Well now, do you realize there are only 7 U.S. stations on the air at night at 870 on the dial? And if that's the case, how come I've got 22 IDs to play for you today? Well, we're going up to Gorham, Maine to start the July 2004 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
WLAM, Gorham, Portland. WZOU, Lewiston, Auburn. WLAM-FM, Windham. We are the Cure.
From ABC News, I'm Karen Chase. Hurricane Dennis is currently battering the Bahamas.
And then just last month in June 2004, I had occasion to be in Gorham, Maine.
200 years ago, Lewis and Clark discovered the West. That is, if you don't count the millions of American Indians who discovered it first. Walk with Lewis and Clark at lewisandclark200.org and see what you discover, because their trail winds through us all.
This is Portland's free thinking talk station, the new 870, the voice, WLBP, Gorham, Portland.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning, I'm Wayne Gilman. The FBI says it is very concerned about the whereabouts of 2 full propane delivery trucks that vanished from radar screens over the past holiday weekend in Texas.
Well, happily, the trucks turned up safe and sound hours later, so no harm was done, I guess. It scared us all a little bit. One of the first DX catches in my young life in 1947 was from my home in Vermont. Now, this recording you're going to hear was made in 1997, but this was the station.
Okay?
Okay.
Good enough. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
News Radio 870, WHCU, Ithaca, New York.
870 WHCU News, time is 11:59. Good afternoon. I'm Peter Forres. A city man is in jail for breaking into the Ithaca Town Court.
who is it, Jay Leno or David Letterman that does stupid criminal tricks? Breaking into the courthouse, huh? Well, okay. Now, if you drive about 45 minutes west of Richmond, Virginia, about halfway to Lynchburg or so, you come to this spirited 1,000-watt daytimer operating at 870 on the dial.
WFLO in Farmville, Christmas in July sale at Martin the Jewelers of Farmville. It will be presented by the employees while the boss is away on vacation celebrating his birthday.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, boss. Oh, by the way, we're out of business. Now, up in the hills of northeastern Alabama is the city of Valley Head. And they have a daytime station at 870 on the dial, but I'm surprised it operates with 10,000 watts during the daytime. Now, this station, if my map is right, is only about 350 miles or so from New Orleans. And, of course, that's the dominant station on this frequency. And located as they are at the eastern edge of the central time zone in Valley Head, wouldn't this be an interesting DX catch at sunrise or sunset? 10,000 watts.
Está usted escuchando la cadena de las buenas nuevas. Transmitiendo desde Valley Head para WQRX 570 AM y desde Batesburg-Leesville para WBLR 1430 AM. Esto es la cadena de las buenas nuevas.
Oh, and I should point out that's a joint ID with WBLR in Batesville, South Carolina. Righto. Now, up in the northeast pointed corner of Tennessee is another 10,000-watt daytimer.
WFKB Colonial Heights, Kingsport, Johnson City, Bristol, Elizabethton, Quad Cities Radio for the Quad State, a Milligan College station. This is Business Radio Network News for December 27th, 1991. I'm Dan Smith.
Okay, Dan, and we were back in town just 4 years ago now.
You're listening to Power Talk Radio, AM 870 WPWT Colonial Heights, and WHGG Kingsport.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The doomed Concorde airliner that crashed in France yesterday.
And gosh, that was the only crash of a Concorde in its entire lifespan, right? Well, about an hour's drive south of Louisville, Kentucky, is the town of Litchfield, and there, too, is an 870 station, this one 500-watt daytimer.
All I do is dream about you. Living ain't a life without
you. Grayson County's WMTL Litchfield. From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
Okay, we're going to go up into Michigan now to East Lansing, just about due north of Valley Head, Alabama, by the way, and here again is another 10,000-watt daytimer.
You're listening to the best in Hispanic music, Ondas en Español, on WKAR, University Radio, 870 AM, Michigan State University, East Lansing. Ondas con Chayo.
Seré muy fiel.
Fine. Okay, now, for the first time since leaving Ithaca, New York on this trip around the country with our dials locked at 870, we're coming to another station that's on the air at night. This is a 25,000-watt station during the days. They drop to a kilowatt at night up in Paul Bunyan country of northern Minnesota.
That's Highway 101 and all the reasons why from 1988. Stay tuned. NBC News is coming up at 9 o'clock. We do have a temperature reading of 57 degrees. You're in tune to Clear Channel 870, serving you from Park Rapids, Minnesota.
NBC Radio News. Good morning, I'm Dirk Van.
Well, thank you, Dirk. And just to explain a little bit, there is a huge statue not far from Park Rapids, a little town called Bemidji in Minnesota, of Paul Bunyan and the Great Blue Ox. Remember, Babe? Okay. Now, there's a little story that goes with this next ID because it was one that I mentioned last month as being needed for the 870 dial position travelogue. And two people sent in recordings of it. Skip Dabelstein, boy, you just made it. The tape came in yesterday from you, so thanks a lot. And Mike Smith, both of you guys, we got to get you closer to this station in Bethany, but hey, I really appreciate it. Here first is the one from Mike Smith. 1990, he recorded this.
You're listening to Regional Radio Fan.
Serving the Grand River area with news, sports, weather, and agriculture information, this is KAN, K-A-A-N, and K-A-A-N-FM, Bethany, Albany. From ABC News, I'm Gary Nahn. Iraqi President Saddam Hussein is celebrating the new year, mingling with his troops on duty in Kuwait.
Now, here next is the one from Skip Dabelstein. This wasn't recorded in downtown Bethany, Missouri either, but then Skip lives in Tucson, Arizona, so let's give him a break.
Wishes for a happy holiday from the All-American. This is KAN.
This is K-A-A-N-F-M, Bethany, Albany. K-A-A-N-A-M, New Hampton.
From ABC News, I'm Carol Ann Kell.
That's kind of interesting. New Hampton, huh? All the log books say it's in Bethany, Missouri. Well, who knows? Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to the biggie on this channel. I imagine everybody has heard WWL at one time or another, so we won't spend a lot of time, but here's a couple of cuts.
87 WWL, New Orleans is all you need to know about radio.
King Edward Cigar Time is...
The Saints go for win number 8 against the Bears. Pre-game coverage begins at 10 Sunday morning with kickoff at noon here on Saints Radio, 870 AM, WWL, New Orleans.
We must have over 30 cuts of WWL in the collection, each of them pronouncing the city's name in a different way, by the way. It's fascinating, really. Okay, about a day's drive to the west of New Orleans is this.
CNN Radio Noticias en Español.
This is KFJZ, 870, Fort Worth, Dallas.
Esta es KFJZ La Pantera, 870, Fort Worth, Dallas.
KFJZ.
Thank you. You know something? That station is a daytimer running only 500 watts and trying to serve the whole Metroplex. I don't know. And this next station is located in the gambling capital of the West, running 10,000 watts in the days and 1,000 watts at night.
The sports voice of the Southwest, KROL, Laughlin, East Las Vegas. AP Network News, I'm Dick Giuliano.
And thank you, Dick. And now another full-service station from the City of Angels.
And let's talk alcoholism Thursday and Friday evenings at 9, right here on the Talk of the Town, KIEV.
This is KIEV, Glendale, Los Angeles.
And 700 miles to the north, Linda and I visited the Tri-Cities of the Great Northwest in 1994.
Exactly, 3 o'clock. Yeah, I'm Chris Kelly.
K-O-R-T, let's go.
Of course, shortly after our visit, they changed their call letters and Pete Taylor came to the rescue.
This is Jim Rome, and you're listening to Sports Radio 870, The Field, KFLD, Pasco, Richland, Kennewick.
Out.
I'm John Stash Howard.
And from the far, far west,
you're in tune with KAIM Honolulu.
Well, you'd never know it from that, but that's now a Christian teaching radio station in Honolulu. Say, I want to tell you that on August 8th this year, I'm going to be making the recording of the September audio service travelogue. And that will be for the 890 dial position. We're missing a whole bunch of stations, and if you can get a clean recording of stations from any of these cities, I'd sure appreciate hearing from you. The cities that we're missing are Homer, Alaska, Arroyo Grande, California, Julian, California, Meridian, Idaho, the new call sign AMG in Dedham, Mass., which by then may have changed again, of course, the new call sign in Oklahoma City, and we have nothing from Flagstaff, Texas. If you live near any of those cities, please just send me a card, perhaps with your telephone number on it, to John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R, P.O. Box 5192, Sun City Center, Florida, 33571-5192. Thanks a lot. Hope to hear from you. And here's Mark.
National Radio Club.
Thank you, John. Mark Sternberger for the DX Audio Service and our Clear Channel Band Scan column. Here we are again, reporting from Minneapolis, from the recordings we made over a several week sitting back before we struck the set and moved to Colorado. We had the time over those several weeks to listen to every channel that wasn't locally occupied and to ride out propagation effects, so we got some very interesting catches, as you've noted. Let's get back to work with our Kiwa AirCore loop, a Sony 2010, and our digital recorder as we bring you a extended band scan from Minneapolis. Comes now another fun frequency. For a very long time, on 770, we've had a local licensed to the University of Minnesota. And when it's down at night, we usually hear New York. But sometimes, when you chase the sunrise and you hit it just right, you can copy somebody else in there. In the early morning, when the path from the east is gone, but conditions to the west are still favorable. Now listen to what happens exactly 1 minute after you hear the music start.
News Radio 770 KOB.
Attention America.
Planetarium, roller skating, sandcastle contest, and much more. Tickets are only $4 at the door through March 30th. Present your first club card at any first register and get your advance tickets for $1 off. Brought to you by First Supermarket, Wells Blue Bunny, KOAT7, and Citadel Communications.
When you sign up with eFortress, we give you 10 megabytes of space for your very own webpage. We'll show you how easy it is to set up, so you can start posting family news, photos and hobbies, wedding and party plans. The possibilities are pretty much endless. Just $18.95 a month gets you eFortress unlimited internet access, email, and 10 megs of webpage space. Call eFortress, 1-888-930-1030. 1-888-930-1030. 1-888-930-1030.
You're listening to New Mexico's news station, KOB Albuquerque. More of Art Bell after news on News Radio 770 KOB.
Comfortable with. That's why they called up their strike against U.S. Airways.
Good morning. KUOM Minneapolis St. Paul now begins its broadcast day. KUOM uses studio to transmitter link WLL275 operating on a frequency of 946 megahertz.
Interesting. KUOM, 5,000 watts on a pretty good tower only about 15 miles from me. And you can still hear KKOB. What fun! And here's the channel on a normal night in Minneapolis with KUOM off the air.
In New York, it's Super Talk.
The Super Talk sound of WABC. New York City.
From ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Upset victory for McCain in the Michigan primary, and the senator wins his home state contest, too.
All right, let's see. Next, 780. That would be Chicago where we are, but we're going to skip Chicago for real this time. We'll jump past 780 and go to the next frequency, which turns out to be a 1B, 810. The flagship and grandfather, of course, radiates from Upper New York, and it's sometimes usable way out here, far west of the Hudson, Scott Feibusch.
Would break at any moment, and when it does, you know you can count on us to bring it to you first. This is News Talk Radio 810 WGY Schenectady.
A clear channel station.
WGY News, I'm Jim Gagliardi. Flight attendants from U.S. Air target some routes that could be subject to job action, and one of them involves this area.
Now, as you know, there are three high-power stations on 810. All three have three-letter calls. Our usual copy out here is the second of the three-letter call stations on 810.
Kansas City's hometown sports station. Sports Radio 810, WHB, Kansas City.
Sports Fan Radio Network.
Brought to you by Countrywide Home Loan.
And when we're really lucky and very careful with the Kiwa, we make it a hat trick. The third three-letter call on 810 from the same listening location. We're getting mighty close to the 50-kilowatt monster on 830 just up the road. Thanks to the selectivity on the Sony 2010, we can sneak in right up against 830 and copy Dallas on 820. You'll hear a burst of audio that's WCCO, then you'll hear me quickly tuning to center on 820, then I'm going slightly off-center to about 818 on the sideband away from 830.
And I can bug out.
It's almost too simple. When you book through Trip.com, the smart site for smart business travelers, you'll get three times the miles you usually would.
The most listened to news and information station in the Lone Star State.
WBAT for Blackbird.
It's 10 o'clock. From ABC News. I'm Tim O'Donnell. Al Gore's making strides.
Let's see if we can have that same kind of luck on the other side. We'll tiptoe around 830, which is doing 50 kilowatts, about 25 miles from my radio. And let's try to sneak in at 840.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. News on the hour.
It's 8 o'clock. Good evening. This is Minnie Peterson, News Radio 84, WHAS. Kentucky is already known as basketball country, but the question remains of whether it can support...
And on 850, it's pretty easy to copy Denver.
Bringing you the ultimate sports fantasy. Register now at 850KOA.com. This is the 50,000-watt voice of the West. News Radio 850 KOA. Denver.
At 9 o'clock, currently 50 degrees in Denver. I'm Bill Jones, News Radio 850 KOA, your only live local 24-hour news source. There may be an end to the hijacking of that Afghan airliner parked on a runway near London.
It's pretty easy to copy Denver, but not so easy to hear our own almost local. That's Duluth Superior. I think they've probably got some conductivity problems up there. On this recording, we get a bit of a bonus. Through the serendipity of the loop alignment, pointing the loop toward Duluth, it means the backside is on a general bearing toward Waterloo, Iowa. And you can hear the start of the KWOF ID, just as Duluth Superior IDs. Listen carefully.
News and information with a Christian perspective. This is WWJC Duluth.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy Houck in Washington. They're trying to find clues as to what caused Alaska Airlines Flight 261 to crash into the Pacific Ocean off the Southern California coast this week. Investigators say the jet's cockpit voice recorder indicates two loud.
Well, as I mentioned, we're on the edge of the protection circle for some of the former 1A Clear channels. That means that not too far away from us, we have secondary stations with good power during the day, but sometimes no power or flea power at night. But being very careful with our loop, we can often copy both the primary and secondary stations. Here's another example on 870, first WWL, which is sending its signal straight toward Minneapolis.
This is 870 AM, the 50,000-watt clear channel giant, WWL, New Orleans.
Mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees in the city at 6 o'clock.
Good morning. I'm David Blake.
And I'm Cherie Adams, and this is the early morning news for Wednesday, the 2nd of February. Here's what's happening. Some questions are being raised about who the presidential nominees might be after results of the first primary in New Hampshire.
And the secondary station in our area is just north of us in Park Rapids, Minnesota.
Clear Channel 870 KPRM, serving you from Park Rapids, Minnesota, nation's vacation land.
News. I'm Sam Fitzpinger. South Carolina is the next big battleground for the presidential contenders, and John McCain is hoping his victory in the New Hampshire primary will help him beat George W. Bush.
880 is going to be a fun frequency for us due to the happenstance of our Midwest location. The local gun during the day is Menominee, Wisconsin.
Bringing community service home.
A message from the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your news and information station, WMEQ, AM 880, Menominee.
CNN Radio News. I'm Ed McCarthy. The Coast Guard says it is now moving from a search and rescue mission to search and recovery.
The next station I found simply because I was playing with the loop, and it popped up. A brand new catch for me.
1-888-552-8687. Your radio soon, AM 880. It's set on your Arkansas sundial, KGHT, Sheridan, Little Rock, with Southern Gospel Music. USA Radio. After the latest ice storm, many thousands of homes remain in the dark in the south.
The usual tenant here, of course, is the CBS flagship from New York. And depending on KRVN, we usually can do pretty well looking east.
40 degrees. See you tomorrow. I'm Harley Cox.
And I'm Michael Scho, and these are some of the top stories coming up on WCBS News Radio 88. Closing arguments now complete in the murder trial of four NYPD officers accused of shooting of Amadou Diallo. They should be in the hands of the jury tomorrow.
CBS News and the WCBS News team bring you complete coverage of the news you need. Stay with WCBS New York and Infinity Broadcasting Station.
41 degrees and clear. WCBS News time, 9 o'clock.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in Detroit. McCain wins Michigan. Our CBS News exit poll gives Arizona Senator John McCain.
Now, I mentioned KRVN, and if you point the loop just right, you can copy both KRVN and WCBS. Listen to this cut with them playing tag with each other.
Coming up on WCBS.
CBS News Radio 88. Geometry, geometry case in the hands of the jury now, which is listening to key testimony over again. The defense rests in the Abner Louima recovery of the crime. Expect to find a large amount of money.
In Lexington, Nebraska, Adam Smith, that does it for me. See you back here 2 o'clock tomorrow as I continue to do my Dallin Colvin impersonation. Complete look at your weather coming up here in just a little bit. 51 degrees right now, and we got some blue sky peeking through outside. KRV in Lexington, Nebraska, time for news from ABC.
The latest from ABC News, I'm Bob Hart. More American troops to Kosovo? It could happen in the wake of the latest violence confronting the NATO peacekeeping force there, according to Defense Secretary William Cohen.
We're going to see what the commander requests again.
And then there's one of the more dramatic of the pattern changes we like to bring you, and we've brought you this before from a different location. By design of the antenna, KRVN radiates literally zero power toward New York when they hit the switch. Listen to this.
The Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. requires KRVN to operate with a directional west broadcast pattern during the nighttime hours.
For bulls strong with maternal traits and easy calving that will sire calves that are moderate, muscular, and stylish.
And finally, another accident on 880. I was sure I had KRVN late that night, but what I was really hearing was 880 off the back side of the loop, pointed north.
Information station, this is CKLQ News. At 10 o'clock, a clear sky and plus 2 degrees in Brandon. Good evening, I'm Ed Kozak.
Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service as we close this portion of our multi-part band scan from Minneapolis. Recorded back when we had the time to listen over an extended period to pull up some rare catches on some of the clear channels. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next month with the DX Audio Service. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. We received an email from one of our DX Audio Service members advising us that longtime disc jockey Joe Niagara died on Friday, June 4th. And we thought we'd give a little air check of what Joe sounded like from back in 1957 on a radio station on the East Coast known as Wibbage, WIBG.
Once again, Joe Niagara and music on WIBG, AM and FM, number one in Philadelphia.
Getting the exposure, give it more time. It's got to head for Happenville, Johnny Burnett, and I want to thank your folks, the time at WIBG, 9:03. Second off to say thank you, Sleepy Swinger, for the privilege of broadcasting to the number one radio audience in the Delaware Valley. The ratings show this. Joe Niagara says thank you, and I mean it. No sad songs in the AM here, baby.
It's Homer and Jethro for Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
Homer, my doctor says exercise kills germs.
I know, Jethro.
We've got the time and cancer to get up to the deck and that's for sure.
Donuts.
Here's the time.
21 before 10.
Temperature.
66 with its degrees.
WIBC tells Calpia.
Radio 99. Come on in, crooning cowboy.
Rest in peace in rock and roll heaven, Joe Niagara. Now to pirate stations, who can receive more than just a little grief from the Federal Communications Commission if Florida has its way. Here's John Bowker.
It would become a third-degree felony to operate radio stations or to interfere with radio transmissions without a Federal Communications Commission license under a bill, that's State Bill 2714, that the Florida Senate passed on April 22nd. The bill's sponsor, Senator Alex Villalobos, a Republican from Miami, said that the illegal transmissions bleed into legitimate commercial stations and could interfere with emergency transmissions. Though the federal government typically oversees radio transmissions, Villalobos said the state needed to help the process. There are federal regulations to deal with this, he said. There's just no one to enforce those federal regulations right now. When you open a radio station, that's a privilege. That's not a right, that's a privilege. The bill passed the Florida Senate 30-8. Companion legislation, House Bill 1197, is now ready for a full House vote. In Tampa, I'm John Bowker.
Please flip the tape to side 2.